Thank you, Madam Chair. The recommendations under the solutions and inclusion theme were, first, member states, NGOs, and UNHCR should focus on enhancing and utilizing existing national structures from the onset of a crisis. This requires policies and programs that intentionally include host, stateless, and displaced communities within national systems. Area-based approaches are a good example of inclusive humanitarian responses, ensuring strong collaboration and alignment between humanitarian, development, and peace actors. Second, actors should work towards increasing the self-reliance of displaced and stateless persons. This can be achieved by addressing barriers to access rights and opportunities through inclusive policies informed by local realities for increased self-reliance in jointly implemented sustainable programs. The use of accurate comparable data was identified as one enabler to promote self-reliance. Particularly, member states should include legislative changes that protect and enable the right to work for forcibly displaced and stateless persons. Third, we recognize that fostering a positive narrative and strengthening locally led initiatives are key to enhancing social cohesion. Facilitating dialogue between forcibly displaced, stateless, and host communities is essential for building trust and understanding, which in turn promotes their inclusion in their host society. Strengthening local efforts in these regards ensures that all members of the community are informed of their rights and can access services and protection equally without discrimination, thus paving the way for durable solutions. Fourth, recommendations pointed towards the importance of equitable and collaborative partnerships, particularly on mutual capacity sharing. It is crucial to engage diverse stakeholders and to ensure local ownership by including local organizations and those led by forcibly displaced and stateless persons throughout the program cycle. On the theme of gender equality, we recalled that the global environment is marked by a decrease in funding for life-saving gender-based violence interventions, backsliding women's rights, and rise of anti-gender diversity movements. The consultations delved into the challenges and the opportunities for sustaining the progress gained towards gender equality and the right to live free from gender-based violence. We recognize the need to address the root causes, working with men and boys to redefine masculinities and further scale up women and girls' empowerment. The recommendations under the gender equality theme were, first, member states, UNHCR, and NGOs must promote sustainable and equitable partnerships with organizations led by displaced and stateless women and girls, including those with disabilities and LGBTIQ+ people. This means shifting power and resources. We recommend supporting the expertise and leadership of these organizations and assuring their meaningful participation in decision making. To achieve this, we need to scale up opportunities for flexible, direct, and sustainable funding, capacity sharing, collective advocacy, and coalition development. Partnerships with the private sector will help us to further reinforce impact. Efforts of LGBTIQ+ organizations must be supported and uplifted. By removing barriers restricting the rights of LGBTIQ+ people and addressing the risks and challenges they face, we can create a more inclusive and justice environment for all. Second, we must strengthen accountability to forcibly displaced and stateless women and girls in all their diversity, including those with disabilities. Actors must ensure they are involved as equal partners and empowered to develop solutions. To achieve this, meaningful participation and leadership in local, national, and international decision-making processes should be realized. Likewise, actors should ensure gender-inclusive programming and meaningfully engage women and girls in all their diversity in the development of interventions for protection and solutions. Third, it is essential to adopt a survivor-centered approach to protect forcibly displaced and stateless people from gender-based violence. This requires a holistic, coordinated, and adaptable strategy that addresses survivors' diverse needs and mixed movement routes. Equally important is fostering equal partnerships with organizations led by forcibly displaced and stateless women in the context of gender-based violence prevention and response, ensuring that their voices and expertise shape effective protection measures. Dear Excellencies and distinguished delegates, as we bring this statement to a close, we invite you to read the full list of recommendations which are available on the web pages of this year's global consultations. Participants have identified key actions for each recommendation, some of which are particularly addressed at you as member states. We urge you to take them forward. A resounding conclusion from the consultation is on the importance of working in strategic and equitable multi-stakeholder partnerships that recognize the expertise and contribution of each actor. UNHCR and NGOs will together continue to robustly engage on operational, policy, and advocacy priorities to achieve gender equality and realize solutions for and inclusions of forcibly displaced and stateless persons. We stand ready to put these recommendations into action. Thank you.
Thank you.